Molly, it's going to be a massive weekend for our well-deserved school leavers. How hard they've worked for the last 13 years, Molly.
Yeah, God, what a long time.
They deserve a party, and the man that's going to give them one, along with his team, is Encounter Youth CEO Nigel Knowles. Schoolies Festival begins. Nigel, good morning.
Good morning, Damon and Molly, and good morning, listeners. And we are all set and ready to go to welcome our Year 12s to this celebration this year.
You might have the best name I've ever heard. I just want to say this straight up. Nigel Knowles, that's good stuff.
Yes. I suppose my last name is actually spelt with a K. So, yeah, there is a little change, but I don't mind my name.
You put him on the back foot there.
Sorry, I just had to bring it up. I think this is so good.
All right, Nigel, this is like the 23rd, or as you said to me off air yesterday, 22 and a half schoolies, because, of course, the last couple of years have been difficult, and you're going to have to manage your way through this weekend with some COVID restrictions, but the great thing is it hasn't stopped the party in any way.
No, that's right. Yeah, last year was a pretty trying year. We were still geared up to support our young people across the state because it wasn't going to be possible to have the really well-managed centralised mass gathering that we've hosted for the last 22 years in Victor Harbour. That's been a strategy that basically when our Year 12s began celebrating this milestone over 30 and 40 years ago, our organisation as a charity stepped up and thought, look, this is getting out of hand. We really want to ensure that they remain safe, and we wanted to protect their vulnerability. So the best way that we've done that is to centralise that celebration. So last year, we were all in lockdown, and so were these Year 12s when they're in Year 11. They've had 2 years of a COVID affected their high school SACE certificate. So we've worked really hard with SA Health this year, and they've directed us that we can go ahead this year in a COVID-safe manner. They are allowed to dance, but there's a lot of COVID requirements that we're going to ensure that they need to comply with so that they can get through this safely and successfully.
I have to say, just touching on the safety element of the festival, when I was at schoolies, gosh, whenever it was, I remember all of the police having a really good attitude. I remember them all walking around the festival and you could go up and have a chat with them, and they weren't scary or trying to tell you off. They were just there to make sure that you were looked after as such. So I think the festival does it very well, and we'll see that across this weekend as well. Are people going to be dancing in pods? Is that right, Nigel?
Yeah, they will be. I'd just like to talk about our relationships with our stakeholders in SAPOL and the other emergency services.
Yeah, sure.
As a charity, we are really proud of what we've achieved. Many years ago, that didn't exist, and our charity worked really hard to work with those community stakeholders of the council and the police and help them to understand that the best way we could navigate this was to give the young people a celebration that they deserved, but also minimise the impact on them and the local community. So we're proud of our partnership with SAPOL that they don't police in the same way. We use it as an engagement strategy with our young people.
So good.
So that they know that SAPOL are great people to go to in a time of need, but when you don't need them, they're actually good people.
Yeah, exactly.
This year, young people will get to dance, and we've got to facilitate that in dance pods in front of our music stages. But we have two outdoor live music stages this year.
Cool.
We've had one in the past. They're getting two, and they get to dance in pods of 25. And our green team volunteers, who are just absolutely incredible, they're all COVID marshals. So we'd probably have the biggest army of COVID marshals in the state, and they'll be there to look after our young people, help them to social distance. They will have to wear masks, but we're doing everything we can to ensure that they can have a great celebration, but do it in a safe way.
We're speaking to Encounter Youth CEO Nigel Knowles, ahead of Schoolies Festival, which starts today. Nigel, can you give us any tips? If you're heading along to Schoolies and you just need that kind of last-second advice, what can you tell young people that are heading on for a good party?
Yeah, the first one is for young people and their parents heading down today, please, please, just take it easy on the road.
Yeah.
There's no need to rush. We've got the whole weekend. Don't take any risks. And if you're travelling with an inexperienced driver, please just let them drive, behave yourself in the car, and just get down here safely. Pack warm clothes for the weekend. It's looking like we're going to get... It's always a little bit cool in Victor Harbour, and it's not not too bad, but remember to pack warm clothes. Be prepared to look after your parents over the weekend and give them a call occasionally just to let them know that you're going okay. Of course, whatever you're doing over the weekend, stick with your mates, look after yourself, look after your mates. And if you do get into any times of difficulty or things don't go the way that you thought, please get in contact with one of our fantastic Green Team volunteers or call 000. There's plenty of support here to ensure that you can remain safe. And lastly, yes, we're still in a COVID pandemic. That's very serious. And we need all our young people to follow those COVID restrictions. But we'll be on hand to support them. We've got 15,000 face masks from the Department of Education, heaps of hand sanitizer, and lots of safety measures to keep this event a COVID-safe event.
Brilliant.
I can just see kids walking around with their school uniforms turned into face masks as like an accessory already. It's going to be so fun.
Nigel,
we're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a remarkable weekend, and well done to all our school leavers. You deserve this. You can find all the information you need at encounteryouth.com.au. Of course, their Facebook page, Schoolies Festival AU, and the Encounter Youth portal as well. You've put so much work into this, Nigel. Thank you to you and the Green Team and all of our supporting staff that's putting this weekend on. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, guys. And, I just want to thank our incredible volunteers as well. Without them, this wouldn't happen. And they go absolutely above and beyond. So thank you to the incredible Encounter Youth Green Team.
CEO of Encounter Youth, Nigel Knowles. Make sure you keep in touch with your mum this weekend, guys.